There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Today, we are joining the Resurrection Power Church of God in Christ, and Elder Dowell is the minister on today. We are joining them in worship.
Today, we have opportunity to preach out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Those that don't mind standing in the camp, we'll stand for a reading of additional word. But there's a question I want to go to. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, we'll read down to the 24th verse. We'll come back around and put it all together.
I love it.
Make it fit. The Bible says, rejoice nevermore. Yeah. That's why we're doing that. That's why we're just praising God. That's what the Bible says. It says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Everything. Everything. He gives his words to everything. That's why we're doing, Brother Cam, what we're doing. We're right in the Bible. We're rejoicing and giving thanks to God. Everything. We don't come in here with our heads hung down. We come in lifting up the name of Jesus. We come in praising God. Thank you. He said, everything, give thanks for this will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Verse 19 said, quench not the spirit. That's why I love we can praise God all day long. We got a legal right, but we ain't quenching enough. We're not quenching enough. Today is Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Ghost.
Shout me down, it's all right, I'll try to
Mm-hmm. Verse 23. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless into the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Last verse. Faith was he that calleth him. God is faithful.
Yes, sir.
He called you out of darkness into his marvelous light to let the lights go out. He called you out of darkness.
Come on, Elder.
So your light can shine. Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have the church in there. I'm going to have it. Do you need this today like I need this
today? I need
today?
It, Elder. I need it. Yes, sir.
Oh, you don't need this.
I need
this today. All the hell is breaking around on seven continents, and we can still go to church. We can still be in the congregation in the midst of one another, lifting up the name of Jesus. But what you don't need today. Oh, thank you. God, my God, you may have to see the sanctuary. Paul gave us a very Holy Ghost systematic way to free us individually. If you look at verse 16, 17, and 18 and put them together, Paul is talking about praise, prayer, and thanksgiving. See, there's Lucy right there. I'm in between a rock and a hard place. We'll go ahead and praise God.
Man, hallelujah.
That's right.
See, like, the doors are shutting on me. Well, go ahead and pray. Seems like I'm not going to make it out, but I'm reminded of a testimony he gave me last time.
Yeah.
And I can just say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I
thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
You brought me up last time, and I know you're going to do it.
Lord, I thank you.
See, like I couldn't make it one more step, but you put a
thank
step
you,
in my
walk. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me run on. Now you look at verse 19 through 21. Then Paul moves a little closer to where he's trying to get the mindset of the people to go. Quench not the spirit. Because this is the time of the Holy Ghost.
Love that.
It's a time for the Holy Ghost.
Love that, yes.
And we need to know the time and seasons of the end.
Yes.
The Bible said in Romans 15, what was written aforetime.
That's correct.
So you can go back there,
that's right.
But that's not this time.
That's right.
But you can go back there and get peace and comfort from what God done for them back then, so we can have it right now.
There you go. That's what
but this is the time of the Holy Ghost. So Paul said, you can't quench the spirit, and you better not despise prophecy. He said, so when you check the record, and you hear what the fivefold ministry is saying to the church, go ahead and prove the record. See if you can't find in that Bible God has not ever lost a battle.
Never.
See if you can't read in that Bible where God know how to deliver them that are in trouble. See if he said, I am the Lord God, and heal the people. He said, Moses, I want you to go down to the greatest metropolis on earth and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Well, so we're going to get an army now. We got it together. God said, no, I just want you to go. What you gonna send me with? A stick. Wait a minute, Lord. A stick?
Yes, sir.
God said, you got too much, but I had to put something in your hand that you still made.
Wow.
But what God put him in Moses' mouth was his word. His word. And we got that today, saints. We got God's word right at the tip of our tongue. So what you proclaim,
decree,
it shall come to pass. My God, my God. So, he said, don't quench no spirit, don't despise, prophesy, and prove all things. He said, abstain from evil. He said, come on out now. That foolishness ain't no time for it.
Amen.
Ain't no time for it. Yeah, all things are lawful, but all things ain't expedient.
Yeah.
You can go, but it's going to affect you.
Wow.
You shouldn't go, but you can go.
Wow.
God ain't going to stop you.
Wow.
If there's anybody here playing games, it might be a good idea for you to stop.
Yes, yes.
I'm not going to tell you what sanctified is, but I'll tell you what, the church I come out of, all they will tell you what sanctified is. But I can say this, anything that you might have to kind of question a little bit, that's not being sanctified.
That's good.
You work with that.
That's good.
But as for me and my house, we're going to be sanctified.
Wow.
I grew up in an era when if the TV saxophone music came on, my grandmother would not only turn off the TV, she would go to the electrical outlet, bend down and snatch it out the wall socket. See, them old folks, they didn't play, y'all. They didn't entertain things. They may not have had our education. Didn't have the vines expository.
Yeah, but it worked.
Didn't have the strong
dictionary.
Didn't have Matthew or Henry, but when they got on their knees,
right.
In by faith, when they got off their knees, God moved for them. Yeah. So that means that we should just go ahead and throw all of that formal stuff and just let the Holy Ghost have his way. That's why I said I'm not interested in preaching a certain way to impress nobody. I want to impress the only dignitary in the house, that's the Holy Ghost. You may have your doctor's degree, your lawyers, or whatever, but the only dignitary in here is the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We are God's children.
Hallelujah.
We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And he gave us some serious instruction.
He did.
In Matthew chapter 24,
my God, glory.
Jesus put some understanding to this thing. In Matthew 24, they said, Lord, is this it? We've never seen it like this before. Is this it? Is this the end of time? Jesus said, hold up, wait a minute. Now, let me help you out. In Matthew 24, they said, Lord, is this it? He said, no, this ain't it. So he said in 24 and verse 6, then we go on here. He said, and you should hear of wars and rumors of wars. We've already did that, done that.
Right.
See that you be not troubled. We just take it in stride. War break out, we just keep on going. All these things must come to
teach you.
Know
that?
That's what the Bible said.
Yeah.
See, all this stuff must.
Hear it.
Now Jesus said that. Jesus said, this has to happen.
Teach it.
This is 19 or whatever this thing is. What is this?
COVID-19.
This, I don't even know the name of real good. They bother me. This is the thing that we're dealing with. Oh, this is, I'm a penal against you. This is the thing we're dealing with. Jesus said, this must.
Uh-huh.
It has to. It's been prophesied from heaven by the Son of God. Not by men, but by the Son of God. This has to happen. You can't stop it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I'm getting ready to get in trouble right now. But
no.
That's all right.
No.
Trouble won't last all the
way.
You can't fast this away.
That's right. That's right.
You can't pray this away.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
You have to learn how to pray the right way, and Jesus will give us an answer right now. You can't fast this away. Lord, make it stop. What you talking about, make it stop?
That's right now. That's right.
Lord, hold what you're talking about. Jesus said it has to happen. But he gave us a remedy in the process of it happening. So those that are praying, Lord, stop it, they're praying against the will of God.
Woo.
Ooh, y'all might not like how that is. We're not going to put no water on that here. We're going to put no Vaseline and we're going to pull it up the shore here. As we keep combing, them gnats is going to come out, baby. It's going to hurt, but it's going to come on out. Well, you know that comb will slide in with the short side.
Yeah.
He said it has to happen. So if you heard somebody say we're gonna call a prayer meeting to stop this thing, don't you go. Because you would get the will of God. Now they say we're gonna pray that God give us power to endure, to eat. But sign me up, I'm gonna be there. Because later on in these scriptures, we'll read what that Jesus called. Here we go.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.